B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, a Sports Hub. Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings, simulcast on NBC Sports Boston. It's a re-entry Monday, presented by East Boston Savings Bank. It's Jim Murray and Joe Murray in for Mike and Tony today. Might be the end of the world, but still is summertime, and that means vacation. So Mike and Tony off today, so you have us, the Murray twins. Not related, but, you know, the Murray tag team here. And you at 617-779-0985. Major League Baseball is inching back, as are most pro sports. They're trying. But it's another one of these weekends where it feels like, oh, man, the news ain't great. Is this actually going to happen? Especially when it comes to baseball, trying to restart during the pandemic. And we all know that there's going to be difficulties and, you know, there's going to be positive tests. But you're having positive tests and opt-outs, it feels, left and right in Major League Baseball. And it's not just, you know, like, that guy doesn't really matter. Or Ryan Zimmerman of the Washington Nationals, he's washed up. No, David Price, even though he was a PUD here for the most part, still, I hold all the cards now, like, was ultimately a World Series champion. And now a big part of that Dodgers rotation, he opts out. And people all up in my Twitter feed over the last few days, Joe, like, do the voice, dance for us, Murray. Like, yeah, fine. And how do you feel about this? Ha, he's a puss. Can you say, are you surprised by this? On the one end, I'm not surprised by it because it's David Price and a bit of a PUD. But even though I don't really like David Price, I'm not going to get on him. I'm not going to get on any player in any of their respective professional sports, Joe, if they say, I'm going to step away. I'm good. Whether that's for COVID reasons, the state of the world, and, you know, maybe it's for social justice reasons and Black Lives Matter, and they feel like they want to be out pounding the pavement. Like, I respect any of it. Like, if you don't want to be part of this, what feels like, I guess, for lack of a better term, a fake season or something that's, you know, certainly not the norm, I don't blame you. But especially when it comes to the COVID-19 thing. I get it. Like, if you have a young one at home or someone who's asthmatic or you have, you know, in David Price's case, the last we heard, his mother-in-law was living with him. Maybe she's old and has health problems. Like, I don't blame him. I don't blame any of these guys. And I wonder if, you know, you, the people, the sports fan, are a little pissed about this because as we're getting closer, it feels like we are going to finally get sports back in this country. And I think people need that to alleviate just the you know, everything that's going on in the world, and just to, you know, numb your mind of that for a little bit, just to watch something or gamble on it like Joe would love to do as one half of the Bankroll Boys. That'd be all nice, but I don't know, like, I want it too, but I'm not going to damn any player if they don't want to take part in it, whether it's for health reasons or they just look at this and say, like, this ain't right. Like, with everything going on in the world, I'm just not comfortable, and I'm going to tap out.
And it's weird. Like, if you were asked to come in for your job, at some point you were home, right? Hey, you can work from home. You're going to work from home. But you never said you weren't going to work.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, like, that's what he's doing here. And, you know, he has the right to do so, and they obviously gave him that option. But as a fan, the Dodgers, I'm pissed. Has there been a team more screwed than the Dodgers in sports? The Astros cheated. The Red Sox cheated. I don't care what you guys say. They cheated, okay? And, like, now David Price, they just get this big trade with Mookie Betts, and now David Price can't be a part of it? Like, if you're a Dodgers fan, they just continue to get screwed over and over and over again. Oh, and the Red Sox. Oh, well, now the Red Sox get to save some cash. They no longer have to pay that $5.7 million of his whatever prorated salary he has this year. They were under the luxury tax anyway, so I don't know. Maybe this helps them out a little bit more. Like, as a fan, you love it because the Dodgers really aren't going to make out this deal. And I don't know. Maybe the Red Sox got out of Mookie Betts' deal and didn't have to give him that $300 million deal that they thought. So as a fan, it's like, yeah, Red Sox, yeah, they got the better end of this.
Oh, totally.
Dodgers, oh, this sucks. You guys continue to get screwed. But I just think it's not good for the game. It's you're going to see less. It's going to be watered down. And I mentioned this earlier, but I've played sports my whole entire life. You show up to something, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, man, I'd rather go swimming or go to the pool today or go hang out with the girls. Like, this is what's going to happen in baseball. They're going to be like, oh, man, our team sucks. Like, oh, man, we got another 20 games. I'm bailing. You know, I'm bailing on this. People are going to quit left and right, and it's happening before our eyes today because Major League Baseball can't get their damn testing in order. And it's a joke, right? If they can't get their testing in order, how do you expect Major League Baseball to have games? People can't even practice right now. They can't even practice. So, like, the more I look at this, I'm fine with David Price not coming back. The Dodgers said they'd completely agree with him. But at some point, like, you know, I want all sports to come back, but maybe testing's just not right all over the country, and I shouldn't harp on baseball so much, but there's 17 days to go, and teams haven't practiced yet. It's going to be a dumpster fire, an absolute dumpster fire, and I'm going to watch every bit of it.
Yeah, but if you don't know what Joe is alluding to, so, you know, testing was supposed to be a big part of the MLB plan for this 60-game season and getting these guys back, and it's apparently, I'm reading from Yahoo Sports, things have not gone well. Just, you know, they're starting these training camps this weekend, right? So you see all the photos, and Dan Roach is over at Fenway Park, and it's like, yay, we're getting it back, and this is like fake spring training. We're calling it summer camp, wee! But with the A's, their general manager, Dave Forst, is reportedly frustrated and livid at multi-day delays in shipping and processing team COVID-19 tests, delays which are now pushing back the A's' first full squad workout since March. So they haven't even been able to work out because they can't get the tests so they can get these guys out on the field. The Nationals, the Angels, at least two other identified teams, having significant issues with testing. So, and I, you know, Felger has talked about this too, and I'm with him on this. Like, I do think that, you know, shame on me for feeling this way, but oh well. You know, there is a hierarchy here. Like, are these professional athletes that are trying to get their sport and their business up and running more important than me right now when it comes to getting a COVID-19 test? Yes, they are. So I have no problem with that. So get them the tests. So I would assume that given what they do for a living and trying to get their sport and their business back up, Joe, that they should be able to get the test easier than someone like you or me. And they can't? They can't even figure this out? What the hell? Like, they're getting it. Just leave it at baseball, right, to get in their own effing way. But that shouldn't be happening. And if I see this as a player, and especially if health and safety is one of the concerns, you can't even get me tested correctly, and you can't get these things back? Oh, screw this, because if it's already starting now, what's this going to be a month from now, you know?
And it was all about money to begin with. And listen, I know it's easy to say, oh, I go to my job every day, and, like, you know, I go and, you know, I'm at the, you know, front line of this whole coronavirus thing. I get it. I know you people are out there. These are professional athletes, though. They're treated differently. They do things differently. They get paid much differently than us. And if the league can't get it together, and they just cited difficulties. Like they just, the quote was unforeseen difficulties. Tell us when and where, right? Wasn't that the whole players thing? Tell us when and where. These guys have shown up, and now the league doesn't have the testing right. You're probably looking at the ownership. Like, what the hell's going on here? The fact that...
Right, if you're a conspiracy theorist about it, you can look at this and say, you know what, this is further proof that the owners don't want to have the season. They're screwing this up on purpose. The tests were performed on Friday. It's now Monday, right? So how do we know that these players and team personnel that were tested, they don't have these back yet, aren't infected right now? It's 3-plus days later, and they're around these people. Who knows what you might be passing this on to, or who you're passing this on to?
And I forget which team. It might have been the A's. But the testing people didn't even show up. So the A's are there on the day after 4th of July, hanging out, waiting to get tested, and nobody showed up.
It's just ridiculous.
I'd be looking at the owner.
Yeah.
I think it's the A's. I believe it was them. But, like, a team that doesn't want to spend any money. They can't bring the testing in to test your own players? Yeah. This thing's a joke. I'm laughing about it, but I will definitely watch because, dude, I just want to see these guys not care whatsoever, and it might be, like, enjoyable to watch, and it might be good for the game because, I don't know, that game needs fixing big time.
But Felix Hernandez, David Price, Nick Markakis, you know, these are some of the latest of the players, the long list, or starting to be a long list of MLB players that are opting out of the COVID season. And this, along with what we heard from Gordon Hayward over the last few days too, saying that you know, his wife is going to have their fourth child, right? Fourth in September. If the Celtics down in the bubble there in the playoffs, there, well, he's going to be with his wife as she delivers their fourth child. So I'm starting to wonder, like, as we get close here, and now, you know, bloodthirsty sports fans, like, yes, finally we're going to get it. Yes, finally sports. Oh, I need it so bad. As we're getting closer, you're having more names opt out or tell you, hey, you know, come the playoffs as a Celtic, like, if we're in it, whatever, I'm going to be with my wife. You mad at them? You mad at these players that are opting out and saying, I'm good, I'm stepping away? 617-779-0985. Let's hear from you on that. Andrew in Dorchester, you're up on Felger and Mass. Hey.
Hey, guys. I just want to say, I haven't called in since this corona going on. But so basically, the whole world's missing sports. It's going crazy and everything. But going back to David Price, are you guys, like, honestly, it's 50-50 with everybody. Like, I don't know what side to take. You know, if you love this one player, but they have families. But were you like, I had no doubt in my mind David Price would hold back. He held back in Boston. You know, for him, I knew it was going to happen. I just want to see what you guys think.
Well, Andrew, I mean, yeah. I mean, when I saw that start to pop on Twitter, it's like, yeah, was my initial reaction, oh, of course. Because it's David Price, and that's David Price. I mean, you can't be surprised at all. The guy's he's a pill. He was a pill his whole time here. He's been a pill his whole career. I'm not playing. I'm afraid. But I'm not going to get too hard on him, even though it's David Price. I don't really like him because of the state of the world. It's an unprecedented extreme time we're living in right now. And I think you mentioned it earlier, Joe, he's also kind of got a shield, too. You know, giving $1,000 to all those minor league players in the Dodgers system. Who's really going to get on David Price if he opts out? You know, he doesn't look like a bad guy. He's a consummate teammate. He did, you know, one of the best things you've seen in all of sports here in the last few months. Minor league baseball is shut down. Those guys don't have a pot to pee in. And you give them $1,000 each. How hard can you get on the guy?
Yeah, it's just weird how they wanted so many games, the players, and they got 60. And like the more I look at this, man, they can't even get the testing done. 17 days, the league starts, baby. Yes.
Yeah.
Baseball.
At least on
fired
paper.
Fired up.
Well, at least on paper. It doesn't feel like it's heading that way, though. But are you mad at him? Are any of these guys opting out or hearing from Gordon Hayward that even if the Celtics are in the playoffs, and they could legitimately win it, they could win the title this year coming out of the East. Again, they don't have to go to Toronto. They don't have to go to Milwaukee or anything like that. I think they have as good a chance as anyone else come out of the East. Gordon Hayward's already said, oh, my wife, she's pregnant, having the baby in September. When that happens, I'm out. You mad at players for saying this, that they're opting out as we're getting closer to sports? I want to hear from you on this at 617-779-0985. It's Joe and Jim Murray in for Felger and Mass.
Boston's home for sports. Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's a pretty easy decision for me on that. I've been at the birth of every one of my children. I think there are more important things in life. So, like I said, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. I know the NBA has a protocol in place for that type of thing, and hopefully it's I can do the quarantining and testing the appropriate amount of time and then, you know, be back with the boys.
So that's the Celtics, Gordon Hayward, in the last few days, giving an update on how he's feeling. Celtics are getting ready to head down to Orlando in the bubble for the NBA's return. But he did say, you know, my wife's expecting our fourth, my first son, three girls, finally a boy. I'm out when she's having the baby in September, and that would be, based on the timeline, when the Celtics would be in the playoffs. I gotta go. So I wonder if there's any of you that are mad about that because we're getting closer to the sports returning, whether it's baseball, basketball, what have you. You know, fingers crossed. You're starting to hear guys opt out or, like Gordon Hayward say, okay, we'd be in the playoffs, hypothetically, but, you know, I got to go because you know, my wife's pregnant, and if I don't go, she'll be looking for a new husband. These are guys I've got on before. It's Felger and Mass, by the way, Jim Murray and Joe Murray in for Mike and Tony. Whether it's him or David Price, it's guys, you know, I think we've rightfully bashed before. But in this case, with these extreme times we're living in, with the COVID and everything else, it feels like the end of the world. You can't blame them. The guys, you know, they're having a fourth kid, his first son. I don't blame them. Anyone that wants to tap out, or you're just looking at this and maybe you feel like this is just too weird. The whole setup, Joe, is too weird. Baseball coming back, the travel's too weird. You can't get the test done correctly, or we're taking the test and we don't have the results for days. This is all so screwed up. You didn't even want us to play in the first place, is how I believe it with the owners. I'm not doing this. So whether I'm David Price or Ryan Zimmerman or who was it, Joey Gallo today at the Rangers, I'm out.
And Joey Gallo tested positive.
And he tested positive too, right. And so maybe some of these Braves players, Nick Markakis speaking today, talking about Freddie Freeman, who this thing like, apparently beat the hell out of the COVID-19. You know, after hearing that, he's like, yeah, I'm good. I get it. Like, it's weird, and I can understand how a sports fan, too, would be like, oh, we're so close. Sports are almost so bad. We're so close to being back, and I want to bet on them, and I need them, and But I just, and I feel that way kind of, but I don't, it's so crazy right now. I don't blame these guys for being concerned for health reasons, or they want to go out and pound the pavement and be more vocal for Black Lives Matter and for social justice reasons. Like, whatever it happens to be, if you don't want to take part in what are these contracted, shortened seasons with no fans and you think it's too weird, I don't blame you. I felt that way pretty much from the get-go.
So let's just hypothetically take the coronavirus out of it, okay? Let's just play make-believe.
Okay.
You would probably crush David Ortiz and Gordon Hayward for this, right?
Like, Hayward, not so much, but Price.
Yeah, Price, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, Price not playing in a 60-game season and had nothing to do with health reasons whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, no, it'd be all over.
You would dog him.
Yeah.
Hayward, again, the only thing I'm backing him up on is the fact that the season probably should have ended by now.
Yeah.
Right? The season would have ended and, yeah, would have been free.
Right, you can't use, I don't think you can use the argument of, like, well, you should have timed out the pregnancy correctly. Like,
who
was
it? James White? Somebody with the Patriots might have missed the game because of the birth of their kid. I think it was him last year. And it was like, dude. And I know Felger also had his thoughts on this in the past. Now, just to give you the specifics on it, anybody who has permission to leave the bubble will be quarantined for 4 days upon returning. So if he leaves...
This is the NBA bubble.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he leaves, he sees the birth of his baby. He's then out for 4 days with approval and be tested every day. And then he'll be able to rejoin his team. Any other person who leaves without permission, they have to be quarantined a minimum of 10 days. So he'll get permission. He'll miss 4 days. So the way the NBA goes, and I don't know what it'll be this year, but...
But just based on the scheduling, I know that's going to not be as spread out as it was in the past. He maybe miss...
Could miss two or three games.
Two games, probably?
Yeah. So but what if it's a game six and a game seven situation, you know? And let's say they hypothetically play Milwaukee in the second round.
Oh.
It would be disappointing as a fan. It's disappointing.
Yeah.
This is the guy you want on the court who's been hurt, hasn't given you much when he did play. He wasn't right a year ago, and then this year the coronavirus steps in. Oh, and he's going to opt into a contract next year, and who knows what the salary cap details are. As a fan, it sucks. And it's just another thing about Gordon Hayward that just... You put up there. But at the same time, the birth of his kid, he's going to get permission. 4 days, just hopefully it ain't those game six or those game sevens. Because remember Kevin Love couldn't play because of a shoulder injury, and he got crushed for that. Somehow Jeff Green bailed him out of that situation.
Hey, maybe Tice bails him out.
He's going to need a bailout. I don't know, some sort of stimulus bailout, maybe.
Dave in Georgetown on players opting out. You mad at him? Hello, Dave.
Hey, Jim.
Hi.
You're one of my favorite dudes.
Oh, well,
it pisses me off when you. I understand the, the health spot. But when you're saying go out and pound the pavement, really, man. Guess what? You want to put your feelings, stick it to a sign, and staple to a stick and pound around the thing. There's many rallies you can go to, but you can still play a sport. And it's crap. That's my only argument with you.
Well, Dave, and I understand that people feel a certain way about that. I am just basing that on, you have guys like Jaylen Brown who drove when the protests broke, right? He had him drive from Boston to Atlanta, and some people were like, what are you doing? And shouldn't you stay here? And don't you now need to be quarantined? Like, look, it's an important cause for a lot of people, I think, so I can understand why they would maybe want to be out there and not want to focus on their sport right now if they feel that strongly about it. That's all. Ryan in Methuen. You're next here on the Felger and Mass. Hey. Oh, the worst phone ever, Ryan. Hello. Can you try again? Hold it like a pizza.
Oh.
Hello. Can we try? Hi, Ryan. Hello.
Hi.
There you go. Oh, hi.
Sounds good.
Very good.
How's it going?
Very good. What's up?
So I saw some pictures going around about, I believe it was the Bears in the NFL making new sports helmets to protect the players. You think something like that in the MLB with helmets or something will help get the season started a little bit smoother?
Yeah, so there's been this mock-up. Have you seen this, Joe? Of these,
no.
It looks like the Kylo Ren, the villain from the most recent Star Wars movies. It looks almost really does look like one of those helmets. It was, I forget who made the mock-up of it. It was a Bears helmet and a Bears uniform. It looks almost like a BMX helmet in a way that had some sort of breathing apparatus in it, and this would maybe what the players could wear so they could prevent getting COVID. I haven't seen anything like that for Major League Baseball, but I would think that there would
be not a bad idea.
maybe there is some. I feel like there is an opportunity for one of these manufacturers, whether it's I don't know who the hell makes the helmets now, Riddell, whoever. But,
yeah, but it's just a protection over the cage. This is actually a really good idea.
Yeah. Did you see?
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I thought when I saw it, I was like, oh, it looks pretty cool. But then, of course, you know, it being Twitter, you could write the word "the" and someone's going to get mad. But, like, who's going to wear that? There's no way. This can't happen.
But this won't affect the game whatsoever. This is just this is protection. Yeah, this is actually a great idea. This is the first time I'm seeing it, but it's just essentially a mask covering your face mask.
Yeah,
that goes obviously up to the ears, but yeah, this I think could be a good little protocol that they put in.
I haven't seen any mock-ups for baseball helmets like that, but I don't know. You'll certainly look a hell of a lot cooler wearing that thing than I think than wearing the mask. Could you see it was Mike Trout running the bases yesterday with just the regular paper mask on, and it looks weird. And I think it was his wife that retweeted it too. Like, if my husband could do this run of the bases, you can wear it out. Like, we get it. You got to wear the masks. Everyone's mad.
I made a joke off here, but I still can't identify who Mike Trout is, even with a mask on. Without it, maybe. With the mask out, I can't figure it out.
Nobody knows who Mike Trout is. Yeah, Jesus. Like, all right, you know, we get it. John in Warwick on David Price opting out. Go ahead, John.
Hey guys, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I understand the whole situation about guys opting out, but you know, David Price opting out. This guy's got what, 60 games to play? How many starts is that? And how often can you keep him safe from everybody else? You're pitching a baseball not near anybody.
Ooh, that's a good point.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. Why this guy is opting out?
Right. If anyone is going to be, you know, more isolated on the team, it is a starting pitcher. I see your point.
So 12 starts. So they'll get 10 to 12 starts, let's say. Every 5 days, they only need to be there once.
Yeah.
Every 5 days. Are they worried about what they're going to do in between those 5 days there?
He's a married man, has young kids at home. I still think the mother-in-law lives with him, or at least she did here. I don't know. I get it. Like, so
that's a good point. Yeah. I got to add it to the table because I don't want to crap on. Hey, listen, all these guys, it's about their health and their family. And again, the league said, hey, you can walk away if you want. And he got support from his team and his teammates. But 10 to 12 starts. And the fact that, you know, every 5 days.
And that's what I want to know. So if you're clamoring for sports, as we're inching back here, especially baseball, it's, 17 days away when we're supposed to start this thing up? You have players like David Price opting out. A lot of guys. It's not just like Ryan Zimmerman, who's washed up in the Nationals, or, you know, some, you know, third starter on Arizona that you barely know unless you play fantasy sports. Like, no, it's names now. It's Felix Hernandez. It's David Price that are opting out. So you see this, or you hear what Gordon Hayward had to say. Are you mad as a sportsman? Be like, wait, we're close. We're going to get sports back, and you're not going to play? Ah. So you mad at him? I want to know. 617-779-0985. Reentry Monday is presented by East Boston Savings Bank. If you're looking to finance a home mortgage or a commercial real estate property, or simply looking for a free checking account, visit EBSB.com. That's EBSB.com. East Boston Savings Bank. They're getting it done since 1848. Here's Joe Murray with the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I didn't say that. Yes, you did.
Yes, they did.
Well, you said it. You said it. I can prove that you said it. You said it.
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub. A reentry Monday presented by East Boston Savings Bank. It's Jim Murray and Joe Murray in for Mike and Tony. As we inch closer to the return of sports, we got players, especially Major League Baseball, opting out left and right, and big names, you know, Felix Hernandez and David Price. You're mad at them, especially, you know, sports is supposed to be coming back. These guys are now tapping out. Ah, or do you understand it? Because, like, in, you know, the David Price case, when it popped up on Twitter, I was like, oh, of course, it's David Price. No, I don't want to play. But then again, like, I get it. Like, these are unprecedented, crazy times we're living in. So I get it. I get it. Maybe you don't, and you're mad at him. Nick and Natick, how do you feel about it? Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Just wanted to touch base with that last caller who was bashing David Price. You know, it's not just Price. It's any player that chooses to opt out. It's not just the fact that, oh, he's on the mound with no contact with any other players. It's more than just the game. It's the whole process of preparing, training, in the dugout. That's anybody's personal choice to be safe in this, you know, pandemic. And I'm sure that guy just doesn't like David Price, and that's why he was bashing him. I just wanted to ask your opinion on anybody who opts out, and it's their personal choice based on several different things, not just, you know, a pitcher being on the mound away from people.
Yeah, Nick, more if it's just about, you know, they're concerned about COVID. I get it. I don't think anyone knows, even though I don't even think Fauci really knows what the hell is going on with this damn thing. Like, you hear, you know, look, social media is a sewer. We know that, Joe, but you have people, certain segments of the population are like, well, if you're young and fit, nothing's going to happen. You'll be fine. Like, do we really know that? I mean, based on some of the stuff that you hear from some of the professional athletes that have got this, like Freddie Freeman of the Braves or Vaughn Miller
said he's still dealing with the issues.
I don't want to deal with any of that crap. Yeah. This Nick Cordero, do you know this horrible story? 41 years old, was fit, healthy. He was a Broadway actor, right? Dead. Unfortunately, died this weekend after fighting this damn thing for the last three months. Yeah. So, you know, for those of you, health and fit, if you're young, you're fine. I mean, I'm around this age. I feel like I take pretty decent care of myself. I hear that, I'm terrified. So, you know, I'm going to wash my hands. I'm going to continue to be paranoid about it. I'll wear my mask, and that's all I can do. And if a guy doesn't want to end up playing their sport because they don't want to be around people and they're terrified about this thing because they're all so fit and healthy and they don't really know, because I don't think anyone really knows what the hell this thing is all about, I don't blame him. I don't. Even if it's a guy like David Price, who I've bashed before, and I think rightfully so in the past. Like, so when people were expecting that yesterday, like, yeah, get him, Murray. Ah, drag his ass. Like, yeah, I'm not going to do it with David Price. I'm not. Sorry.
Yeah, and I think you've been pretty clear about not getting on these guys, even Gordon Hayward, for that matter. I think what the caller mentioned, though, is something realistic, though. Like, there are pitchers that are out there. Maybe pitchers will look at this and say, I might be able to stay away from the team a little bit here, pitch on my day, go back to my bubble, you know, and take care of myself. You know, 10 starts, a couple of playoff games, might not be a bad gig for a pitcher. And it's at least something.
That sounds like the easiest gig
of all. At least something to bring to the table. We didn't bash him.
Yeah.
I don't think the caller did either. I just think 10 games, you know, only being there one every 5 days.
Right. You're not
a bad gig.
You're not in the mix every single game. You know, you're not touching the ball every single play. Like, yeah, you're barely out there. If anyone's going to be the safest, it is a starting pitcher. No, it's a good counter. So that's why I want to know, like, because I get it. Like, especially hardcore sports fans, or you're, you know, say you're a Dodger fan. You said it, like, I'd be pissed. Oh. You know, if I was a hardcore Dodger fan, especially knowing that the Astros cheated, so did the Red Sox, and like, you feel like you got jobbed here these last few years, you have an opportunity in a shortened season. Now you have Mookie Betts. Now you're not going to have Mookie Betts, and Price isn't playing either. Right. You feel like you got screwed. Mike and Quincy on Price opting out. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, so like, in the most socially distant of the team sports, baseball, you know, for and I'm like what Joe Murray just said about, like, you know, oh yeah, you know, like, the pitcher's on the mound, he only has to pitch once every 5 days. It's akin to like a kicker on a football team being like, yeah, you know, I don't want to do this, because, like, you know, you're rarely out there, not as much. So, like, the guy leading the charge coming from him, it's just, I don't know, I just feel like, listen, I'm not gonna hate him, I'm not mad at the athletes for not wanting to come back. I understand, like, the health risks involved and that, you know, the other thing. But for his position to be saying it that way, I don't like.
No, there's a thing there with a starting pitcher. You really have something you could be pissed about as a sports fan, because these guys are really, of all the athletes, like, they're barely playing. You're out there every handful of days, and that's it.
The kicker analogy is not bad,
right?
That's
right.
Imagine if a kicker says, this year, Not going to do it.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you barely do anything. The ball comes to you, you kick it, you either get it or you miss it, and that's it.
I mean, not only kick off, you just kick it in the end zone nowadays.
Right. You know? Your only interaction is literally with the ball and the holder, kind of. And it's not like you don't touch the ball.
Maybe a high five.
Right, yeah, no, don't touch me. I made the kick. Alex and Woonsocket on David Price opting out. Go ahead.
What's going on, boys? What about when the playoffs start with David Price? You know what I mean? Is he just not supposed to to be available for a fifth inning come in, or you know what I mean? You guys are only looking at the first portion of the season. You're not looking at the whole.
You're absolutely right. It's just there was a topic that got brought up. For 60 yep. games and you don't make the playoffs, you only have 10 to 12 starts. That's it. Everything else, yeah. So maybe some of these guys will pitch double duty. Who knows?
Yeah, right. So, but boy, yeah, if you're a Dodger fan, you would feel screwed by this.
I'd be pissed if I'm a Dodger right. fan.
Yeah, that's a fan base that's absolutely getting it six ways to Sunday. Coming up in our long commercial-free segment, I want to talk a bit about this Patrick Mahomes contract as we're starting to get some leaks on the financials of it. But a 10-year deal, Patrick Mahomes signs an extension with the Kansas City Chiefs. We want to talk about this coming up in a long commercial-free segment here on Felger and Maz with Jim Murray and Joe Murray in for Mike and Tony.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger and Maz.
Oh.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, so the big news of the day is that Patrick Mahomes agreed to a 10-year contract extension with the Kansas City Chiefs. I know it's more of a national story, but I think it's worthy talking about because, he's worth that kind of money. So it sounds like it's going to be a $400 million deal. We still don't have the exact number, but Adam Schefter, ESPN, saying no official numbers on Patrick Mahomes' 10-year extension just yet, but multiple sources believe it ultimately would be tied to a percentage of the salary cap for each season. Higher cap goes, more Mahomes will make. 10-year extension with the Chiefs worth over $400 million in total per league sources. More significant question is how much over $400 million? More information as that comes in. But so there's a couple of things that have been pointed out here. So maybe it's now going to be the most lucrative contract in North American sports history because right now that belongs to the mostly anonymous Mike Trout, right? It's 427 mm-hmm. is what he got?
Yep.
So there's some speculation that, just for, I guess, for hog measuring contest.
Yeah, 426 and a half, I think is what it was.
You know, for that kind of thing, that maybe his agent will try to get that number just a hair higher so that Patrick Mahomes is the highest paid professional athlete in North America. Like, okay, great. I think he deserves that. Market dictates the value. I think it's the most, it's certainly the most valuable position in all of professional sports, the quarterback. So, and he's worth it. If he plays out this deal for 10 years, which never really ends up happening. But if he gets to the end of this thing, he's still what, in his early 30s?
37.
He'd be 37. Okay, so I was just off. I don't know why I thought he was
younger. Well, I think it's because he's got the 2 years left, so it's 12.
Okay, all right, that's why. So again, these things typically don't work out the way that they do. They're, what really matters is the guaranteed money, and that's what I want to see. But the Chiefs are right to do this. He's the MVP. Well, I know Lamar Jackson's the MVP, but he... Based on the Super Bowl performance, at least late in that game, and what he's meant to that team, they're nothing without him. I know that they did okay with Matt Moore. Matt Moore's just a forever backup. The guy's worth that kind of deal. They're right to give him that kind of money. And if I'm Dak Prescott, now, this sets the ceiling for him, too. He probably should have taken that money that was put in front of him by Dallas Cowboys. I wonder if he's regretting that, because now Dallas probably would be right to be putting the franchise tag on him going forward. But that's something to also keep an eye on going forward, too, I would think.
So Mahomes is 24. He has 2 years left at 26.5. So if you add the 27.5. So you add the 400 to the 27.5, that's how he comes up with the 427.5, which will beat Trout. The Dak Prescott thing, there's no way I would ever give Dak Prescott, maybe even $300 million. Thinking of Mahomes getting $40 million a year is insane. Obviously, this is football, so none of these contracts are guaranteed whatsoever, but Prescott will definitely make more money, and then I'm starting to think of other guys that will make... He's setting the market right now. But I also just like to throw out there that there have been other quarterbacks who have gotten 10-year deals.
I know this list is ridiculous.
Drew Bledsoe, right? Drew Bledsoe got a 10-year deal way back when with the Patriots. Donovan McNabb got a 12-year deal with the Eagles back in 2002.
Oh, my God.
Brett Favre got the lifetime contract with the Packers. And, of course, Michael Vick got a 10-year deal with the Falcons. Do you notice anything about all those players, Jim?
They all ultimately fell short in their careers or were extremely disappointing or screwed up their careers because of dogfighting and too much doing, in the case of Michael Vick.
Also, they didn't end their career with those teams.
Oh, yeah. No, another good point there. Yeah, that Bledsoe one, that was ultimately the year that he lost the gig to Brady.
Brady took
right?
over.
Yeah. In 2004, correct me if I'm wrong, that was the year Vic got hurt in the preseason, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And McNabb was McNabb.
Yeah.
And I was like out of shape and sucked.
I forgot he played for Washington. But yeah, no, looking at this, but like that's, I don't know if there's anybody else who would get this type of contract in the league.
And I wonder if, you know, some of these teams look at this kind of thing, you know, so for what he means to the league. I think he's, for me, I think he's the face of the NFL right now and will be for the foreseeable future as long as he stays healthy. That it's also, it's not just about the play in the field. It's like the, all the money that ultimately comes with, you know, that player being in that particular city. You know what I mean? Like, so if you look at Kobe Bryant's final couple of years with the Lakers, where he certainly wasn't the same Kobe Bryant, but it was 2 years, $48 million, but they were still a draw. You know, like he revitalized that team, even though they were kind of washed up at the end there. But people still want to see Kobe Bryant. In LeBron going back to Cleveland, you know, like that area is revitalized when he went back there. And they gets that, you know, he gets that kind of contract that he got with Cleveland. Like, I always wonder if there is, they factor in, you know, what that player means for the area, too. You know, it's not just the play on the field. Like, ultimately, even if he played this thing out in 10 years, it's $400 million or $427 or whatever it happens to be. That's crazy money, but I think he's worth it.
He's a likable dude. He's marketable. He's a hell of a football player. Dude can move in the pocket. He can throw downfield. He did wonders for that team. He had a hell of a comeback in that Super Bowl game this year. And I know we can get on Jimmy Garoppolo all you want. Not converting on those third downs. Giving this guy the opportunity. But there's some crazy stats regarding him. And just I'm a gambler, so I just happen to know a lot of these things. But he has some crazy numbers. He's 28-8 in his career, and he's never lost a game by 7 points or less.
Say that again?
His career numbers, I'm looking at it here, including the playoffs, and I just had it in front of me, but he's never lost a game by 7 points or less as a member of the Chiefs.
Wow.
Never. And I believe his total record is 28-8. That includes the playoffs.
You think about how high-powered that offense is, too. And even in those playoff games where they're down to Houston, they're down to Tennessee, and in a blink of an eye, like, they're up by 14 points. So I shouldn't be surprised by that at all.
Remember the Texans game last year?
That's ridiculous. Like, that game was, if that's the Chiefs of the past, like the pre-Patrick Mahomes Chiefs, it's a loss. It's another one. It's like you look at that team like, you know, perpetual losers. You're a cursed franchise. This is what happens to an Andy Reid Chiefs team. But the guy's a difference maker. He's worth that kind of money. Again, 10 years, $400 million, considering, you know, that ugly injury he had last year. It's crazy he even came back from that. But something else, it's not out of the realm of possibility something like that happens down the road. Hopefully it doesn't. But, you know, right now, just in terms of the investment, he's worth that kind of money. Like, he is. He's the best quarterback in the game. Jeremy in Westboro on the Mahomes contract. Go ahead, Jeremy.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Jim, I love you, buddy. Glad I get to finally talk to you. You too, Joe. I'm glad you guys are in the hot seat today, in all the mean seats. Talking about this Mahomes contract, I know I was just watching you guys, listening to you guys. You're right. I think Patrick Mahomes is, like, worth that money. I think that's the standard nowadays in the NFL, and all the sports, obviously, but especially in the NFL. It just kind of sucks, though, because, like, now that Patrick Mahomes has got this X amount of money. So, you know, guys know what's going to happen with the next guy that's up. He's going to get more and more. And I think it kind of hurts these teams that pay these big contracts, you know. And because, I mean, you got to fill in your team around. You need to sign another guy. So I think that at the end of the day, not that Patrick Mahomes is not worth that. I agree with you, Jim Murray. He is the piece of the NFL. The guy's nasty. And hey, one more thing on a different note. I'm a diehard Pats fan. My son's name's Brady. I'm so pumped about the Pats getting Cam Newton, and I hope everything goes awesome this year. I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys talk.
Thanks, Jeremy. They'll certainly be more exciting with Cam Newton, if nothing else. I mean, I have some doubts that he's the player that he once was because of the injuries and the beating he's taken the last few years. But if nothing else, the Patriots will be more exciting with Cam Newton. I think he'll be the starter.
Yeah,
he's right to bring up the money is kind of out of whack for some of these guys. Again, like Jared Goff, who I think is a puppet and sucks. 4 years, $134 million and $110 million guaranteed. Yeah,
like even Matt Ryan got stupid money when he didn't deserve it. And...
you know, and even going back 7, 8 years, whatever it is now, that Joe Flacco goes balls out in that postseason. 11 touchdowns to no picks, wins the Super Bowl MVP, and then gets that ridiculous contract and, you know, never really played up to that again. But
yeah, Kirk Cousins, Carson Wentz.
I mean, the money is out of whack, but market dictates the value. It's the most important position in all of professional sports. And so, you know, it's some of these stiffs are going to get crazy money. But Mahomes' money? No, he's deserving of that. That Goff one, though. My God.
Yeah. And just to be correct here, he hasn't lost a game by 7 points or more. I'm getting people saying, oh, the Pats beat him by six, beat him by six. All I'm saying is he's in every single game playing. So to be accurate, it's 7 points or more.
All right, you want to join the show? Got a couple open lines, 617-779-0985. We'll reset the topic that started the show today, and that's, you're mad at these players that are starting to opt out as we're inching closer to the sports returning, baseball, basketball getting close. Hockey seems like the only one that's got it right. But, got big names, especially in MLB, saying like, yeah, I'm good. So you're getting mad because, we're about to get sports back, and some guys are saying, I want no part of it, 617-779-0985. First, though, here's the headlines with Joe Murray.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.